We are learning Maseches Bar Metzia, Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Eim Arvin Peirois BePeirois VaFilu Chadashim VeChadashim. You can't mix. Till now we're talking about Oina, then we talked about Oina Asdvarim, and now we're talking about different business practices that are not Mamish Oina, but it's not the right thing to do. You're not allowed to do this. It's like Kaneva to do such a thing. So this is not mix Peirois BePeirois VaFilu Chadashim VeChadashim. You cannot mix Peiris or Peiris, which means that if you are selling from one field, Rashi says, "Bal ba'ish oma Peiris saw the plane in the Meichelach, kach v'kach son lo yaven o Peiris al Peiris." You can't mix it in other with Peiris from a different field. Now, what's wrong with that? What's the problem? Because I said this field, so Rashi doesn't explain anything. But the Rosh does say, if you look at the Rosh says, "Peiris ma'at Peiris ra'im b'harvi Peiris yofim gedil meichum Peiris yofim." That's the toast, that's the Rosh says. Rashi doesn't not much like that so much. I guess Rashi's saying that if someone wants to dafka from this property, from this field, he wants to dafka this field. You cannot mix chadoshim b'yishonim. Chadoshim are newer, let's say, wheat, and yishonim are older wheat. And Rashi explains that the older wheat is better because it's drier, it's easy to make flour with dry wheat, and therefore the yishonim is better. So you're not allowed to mix chadoshim b'yishonim. Now, we'll speak about something in a second, the Rashi. Go next case. Be'emes Omru, we say Be'emes, that Be'yayin Atir L'Arav Kosha Barach. You're allowed to mix in, even though you're selling Rach, which is lighter wine, it's not so strong wine. You're allowed to mix strong wine into the light wine. You're planning on selling him light wine, you added some strong wine into it. That's Mutter Be'esh Mashbicha, you're making it better. So Rashi speaks out that since putting the strong wine in it is better, what about the opposite? If I'm buying strong wine, I'm allowed to mix weak wine into it? Zog Rashi, no, you're not allowed to do that. It's v'dafak tani kosha barach, v'loy rach b'kosha. Now, he says also the same thing about chadoshim v'yishonim also. You're not allowed to mix, even though yishonim is saying, you're only not allowed to mix chadoshim v'yishonim, but you're allowed to put yishonim to chadoshim, because yishonim is better. That's what Rashi learns. Now, the Rosh argues on both these points, and the Rosh says that by wheat, for example, it's possible you want a new one. You want to dry that yourself. You need fresher meat. So therefore, it's the Rosh says the other way it's also to do. You can't mix Yishonim into Chadoshim either. That's the Rosh, not like Rashi. And he says by wine also, there's cases where you want it to be weaker. You can't mix it either way. Rashi says only Dafka this way, you can't do, and by other way you could. But the Rosh says, no, the both ways are also. Eim Arvin Shmora Yayin B'Yayin, I'll mix the sediments of the wine into the wine, but you do give him back a shmarim. That doesn't make sense. Like the Gemara doesn't ask, you allowed to give a shmarim, not give a shmarim. The Gemara doesn't ask the kasha. If you mix water into wine, you should not sell it in the store that way. Unless you put a sign there saying this is watered down wine, this is yayin mazuk. But if you're selling it to a tagar, a wholesaler who passes it on to other people, You can sell in the store if you're Medea, but you can't give it to a tiger, any businessman who's reselling it, a reseller. You can't give it to him. Because he's going to use it and sell it and not tell the next guy. And why would you think that? Why would you think someone's a rami? So the Rishonim speak out because here he has a limud. He tells himself, I didn't do it. This is the way I bought it. So therefore, he doesn't feel he has to tell other people about it. And therefore, you now let us sell it to a tiger because he might resell it as is. But in a place where that's the normal way of selling wine, like Kedem wine has water in it, then you don't have to speak it out. Then it's pasha. That's the normal way of selling wine. Therefore, yatilu. Hatagar, noitel meheg ronos, a tagar who is selling tvua. So we assume that he's getting it from a lot of different suppliers. We don't think it's always from one place. So he's allowed to take from Hey Gronis, he's allowed to put into one silo, one oitzer. He could put from five different fields. He could put it in five different farmers. He could take from five different farmers, put it into one magura. It's not a problem. Or same thing, Hey Gitois, he could take from five different wine presses and put it into one pitam, because everyone knows that that's what Tagar does. He shops around and he buys different places. He shouldn't be miskaven to mix. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? So Rashi says, and the way the Rosh explains Rashi a little more is that he buys most of his produce or his wine from the best wine press, the best property, and he takes a little bit from other places. So people think, everyone says he gets the best stuff. Everyone thinks he gets everything from that place, and meanwhile, he really takes from other places. So let's say you have this meat store, and let's say, I don't know whatever meat is the best meat, you know, Brachfeld's meat is the best meat. So everyone knows that store sells Brachfeld meat. Meanwhile, he sells, you know, 80% wrapped Brachfeld meat, but he also sells 20% other meat, but everyone thinks he sells only that meat. That's a problem. That means lo yiskaven la'arv. That's what Rashi learns. Lo hoitzi kol likvus haroiv makam shavuch, la'arv makam achar, and v'shchein of svurin shakal ha'peris ma'isim makam. Everyone thinks in that place. But the Rashi said, if it would be up to him, he would say, Divim Shat, Vashay Skavan La'arev. He would say, it means, Vashay Skavan La'arev, it means that if it's only allowed to put into five different silos into one oitzer, only in a case where it doesn't fit into one. But if each person's sada fits into one silo, he should rather put it into that silo. That's what he should do. He should put it into that one place. That would be that would be the proper thing to do, and not to put it into five different places. You don't want five different fields. Is that the best quality? Because it's different things. He doesn't know. No, he doesn't know. Vashra means the guy who's selling it. He should not. He says he's allowed to take from five different places, put into one maguro. Or Vashra is kavan la'arav. What does that mean? So Shasha says, if you read the Mishnah Kapshuta, what it means like this: that if I'm getting the silo holds 20 pounds. And you're not getting 20 pounds from one farmer. He's getting 5 pounds from him, 5 pounds. Okay, let's put it into one. But let's say you're getting 20 pounds from each farmer. Don't mix and match in all the things. You put in each one, 20 from him, 20 from him. This way, he's selling all the same thing. That's what he wants, Tanya Pshat. But Rashi and Rosh are not like that. So it's not like they're shining. So the Marvai, the Torah Abanim. It said in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to mix Chadoshim B'Yashanim, which means that The older tefuah is better because the older wheat is drier. It's easier to grind it up. But you cannot put in chadashim b'yashanim. So Tana Rabbanan, that's pashit when the chadashim is cheaper. They not allowed to do that. Ain't zarklay mechadashos me'arba yashanim mesholich. When the chadashos are 4 pounds a dollar and the yashanim are 3 pounds a dollar, so we understand the ima arvin. Because there you're giving him less, not only less quality, you're giving him something that's worth less value. But it's saying the like the price even more. Elafilu chadoshes meshalos shonis marba. If I care, the chadoshes are better. Ain marvin shouldn't mix it. Because all the roitz liyashdan. Because the only reason why the price is higher on the chadoshes is because there are people who wanna let it sit for a while. They're not ready to bake the matzahs. They're not 4 months. They wanna let it sit a while. That's why the price is higher. But be'etzem the yishanim is better. So you still can't mix it. So the Gemara is saying you can't mix it, even though I'm giving him a bigger value. But since people want dafke shalom, they want to grind it today. They want the dry one. Therefore, we're not allowed to mix it.
Why you allowed to put the strong wine with the weak wine in that case?
Why? What's wrong?
The strong wine's better too.
Right, so you're allowed to put the strong wine into weak wine.
Why? You should say you're allowed to put the better into the worse.
No. It's said dafke by wheat, because there you want the dry one. There you want dry wheat. That's the only reason. You're allowed to put better into worse. Of course you're allowed to. Be'emes amru, be'yayin, maybe you like the rush. You're saying like the rush. You forgot the rush before. Could be something to do with that. We're going to have Rashi. Be'emes amru b'yayin etiru la'arev kosha b'rachmei shemashbichai. It says the lashon be'emes amru that we said it in the truth. We said that you b'yayin you're allowed to mix the strong wine into the weak wine because it makes it better. Amar avalaza ada amra, which means zeis emeres kol be'emes amru halachi. Every time it says be'emes amru, that is halacha l'maisa. Why is that? Because it says here a reason shemashbichai. And we're assuming if Mishnah is saying a reason, so there's nothing to argue about. That's the fact. And for sure it passed like that. And on that it says, Be'emes Amru. That teaches us, any other time in Shas, says Be'emes Amru, it means that we pass like this and there's nothing to talk about. There's no argument about this, and it's Pasha that this is the halacha. Actually, there is a Rambam that says that anytime one says Be'emes Amru halachi, it means halacha l'mashim Sinai. Look at the Maritz Chayis over here that discusses that. If this is halacha mishum sinai not ayin sham. Amar Rav Nachman, this halacha, you're allowed to mix the strong wine into the weak wine because it's better. It's only b'negit shanu, only b'shas when it's fermenting. When you press the wine and you put it into the vats in the first place, that is when you're allowed to mix. But if you do it afterwards, after it already ferments each in its own barrel, I mix it afterwards, it will not taste good. It doesn't mix well. It has to mix together. It has to ferment together. And then the Gemara says, "Va'ida the kama arvi shloi ben agida." Is today we find people they do these mixes even afterwards. What's pshat? Amra papa the yada kamachli, because the people who are buying it know, and everyone knows that this is what they do, and therefore the meichel. Rav Acha bar Rav Ikama, a different reason why today we can be samech to mix it even afterwards, because Haman Rav Achi, the Tanya Rav Acha matir v'dava nitam. He's matir for something that a person tastes before they buy it. It seems like when someone went to buy wine, he took a little taste before, and therefore it's obvious by the tasting it, and therefore there's no problem of gzeil over here that is mixing it after the gitas, these two things together. It says you don't mix shmar yayin, but you could put the shmar in it. It says make up your mind. It says ema arvin. It says you could be arvin. What's going on? Maybe you'll say like this: my nosh shmarav the komoidale that you're letting him know. So it mean like this: you're not arvin. You're not ema arvin shmar yayin biayin. But nosh loy shmarav if you let him know. Let me just ask something. If that would be the case of the Mishnah, so what would be the Chiddush? Obviously, Zok Taisus, small Taisus. That he shouldn't be fool other people, and that's what you would think. It doesn't work. Kamashon, it works.
Like
my Tagar. Like my Tagar idea, yeah. My Tagar idea. So here, it said that would be maybe the Pshat, but his Mara says, no, it can't be that's what it means. You know why? Because when I'm telling you, Sefer, Layim Kurim Machanos, I'm Kane Maidia, you believe the Tagar, Avish Maidia. So there we start talking about Maidia, Machlal, the Reisha, the Halachas of the Reisha, Avgalay Maidia, not talking about Maidia. So what's going on here? So what's Pshat? In the Mishnah it says, Eim Arvim Shmar Yayin, Vat Nois Noyos Shmar. Om Rav Yehuda Hach Kamar. Eim Arvim Shmarim Shal Emesh, B'Shal Yoyim, Lo Shal Yoyim Shal Emesh. You're not allowed to mix yesterday's Shmarim, today's wine, or today's wine and tomorrow's Shmarim. Ava Nois Noyos Shmarim, but you give its own Shmarim. Now Rashi explains, yesterday and today are Lav Dafka. Rashi starts at the end of the second line, the wide line. Says Av Noisel Shmarav Shal Yayin Atzmai. The own shmarim of this wine, let it put in. The yoyim ve'emesh lav dafko. But what then? The yoyim ve'yoyim mishtei chavius. The orchad the mosanakat. The stam yoyim ve'emesh mishtei chavius. So it means they let him mix its own shmarim, but not someone else's shmarim. Let's say this wine was a very clear wine, no shmarim. So I say, you know what? I'll add some shmarim from a different wine. You cannot do that. Only its own shmarim could be put into this wine. Ta'ina mahachi rudei omer hashoyfe yayin lechaver. Hashoyfe is a lashon when you're pouring wine and you're taking out, you're sifting out the sediment, the all the peels and everything. So hashoyfe yayin lechaver is a lo yorev shel emes b'shel yoyim shel yoyim shel emes. Which means you're allowed to mix the shmarim of that wine with the wine, but not from a different wine.
Is this in the
taste? I guess so. Don't right, make it worse. Right. Mix. Right, probably. It doesn't mix well, yeah. Mishnah is Arab.
Same grapes, same everything.
Right, same everything, yeah, yeah. Or maybe you could tie into that a different way that maybe, like, Mehecha Taisa to use some, put a different shmarim. Bishlam, this wine, that's naturally its shmarim. To add other shmarim, maybe. Maybe not. That'll be the other way I would think. Mishas are mayim b'yena, reza lo yim kirona b'chunos, elam kem idea. If you put water into your wine, you have to let them know. And it says, if that's the minig, then you don't have to. So Rava Aisle Chamra Mechanusa. Rava bought wine from the store, and we'll see that the wine was guaranteed. So Mazge, so first he took the wine and he watered it down. We know Rava's Mezigo was 1 to 3. Ratio was 1 to 3. One portion wine to three portions water. One quarter of it was wine. So he's mazge. And then Tame, he tasted it. Wasn't sweet. Didn't taste good. So Shadu Chanusu. He sent it back to the store. Guess he had a warranty. He gave it back to the store. So I'm like, bye. But not now. Tagar, you can't send it back to the store. Even if you let him know, because he's going to sell it now as wine. And really, it's only one quarter wine. Amalei, mazga didi, meidi yadi. Everyone knows. My mezigo, the minute you taste that wine, you know, and like we said before, it seems like they tasted it in the store before they bought it. So they'll know right away it was mazuk. Aigatina, he might add a little more wine to it to make it, to mask the watery taste, and therefore sell it as regular wine.
One second.
Make it a little stronger, yeah?
Well, doesn't help
by
a tag, he's
going to
be...
No, this tag, he gave back to the store. To the Chanos. So he gave back the store. He sent it back to the Chanos. We're asking that the Chanos now is selling it as wine. So he's saying that every person who walks to the store tastes a little bit. So he tastes a little bit, he'll know if it's Mezigah. They know my Mezigah. My Mezigah is so watery that they know right away it's Mezigah. If you have a Mezigah, let's say only 10% water, you never know. But my Mezigah is 75% water, he'll realize it. Maybe this Chanos now, when he gets it back, he'll add a little wine to it, make it stronger, and then sell it as regular wine. And he'll put the percent down, you know, the 50%. Oh, I won't worry about that. So Mara says, because again, like we spoke about before, we're not chayshus the guy's a pashta ganav. No one's chayshus a pashta ganav. He'll sell it as is. That's what he'll do. But he won't add something. He's not going to do some shtick to it. That we're not worried about. And therefore, he was allowed to send it back. So I think Mara Vaita. In a place where the minhag is that you do add water to the wine, you'll have to do that. Tana lemechsel shlish v'lerevia, that the mechsel shlish v'lerevia, you're allowed to do it whatever the minhag is. It was half water or a third water or a quarter water, or maybe it means half wine, a third wine, or a quarter wine. Either way, whatever it is, whatever the minhag is, allowed to do. Amarava bein agisa shanu, but dafka bein agisos, you could add this because that was the minhag of Medina, I guess, to put it then, and that's where that way it fermented and it tasted good when you added the water b'shas the fermenting process.
Let's
taste it. Yeah, they always taste it before, but it's even like you could fool them. Even if you by tasting, you should by Rava's was a Rava's mezigo inu.
Yeah.
No, the minig is. Rava thing, he says, Mezi yada, Mezi yada. You have Dava Nitam, you're talking about the Fiyuam and Yama. Yeah, that was talking about a little different case there. They was talking about Benagisas. What does this mean by Benagisas? Or Benagisas, that was the Gabi Benagisas. Yeah, that, they're talking about something else. That the Shabbos went to it. Right.
When they come into a store, and it's a retail store, right. And they just taste them for you, and
then
it's a
Nalapah. So what's beyond the mission? No, they always tasted it before. The water is not always possible to taste. That's what it seems like. Not, a little bit of water is not always possible to taste. That's what Mishnah says, that you cannot add water. It says, Mishnah's Arav Mayim V'yena Loyim Krena Bachanos Elm Kenedi. You have to let them know. And then it says, Makos Ogul Ha'at Mayim Lautu. And then we had in the Gemara that about Rach and Kasha, there it's Dovnetem. Yeah. But here, here Benigiz Shano is only, if the minig is, you let it mix, it's only this way. But if not, you can't mix it, people won't realize. I think it's just weak wine. You're not going to chap.
What did Rava do? Not
Benigiz. Rava added, Rava the Mezika, but Rava's Mezika was special. That's the Mezika, it's known all over Shas. Rava's Mezika was known. There's a whole story in the Gemara Nadarim where Rav Yosef was blind and he went to ask him a chila for something and he gave him wine and he chap, it was Rava in front of him. Rava's Mezika was very noticeable. It was one to three. Which actually the Ilm uses as a riot for Arba Kaisers, that 4.5% alcohol is enough because usual wine reaches 18%, which is one quarter, we 4.5%. Okay, it's not for now. So to Mr. Vaita. Rabbi Yudaimer. Vaita with this thing's about selling practices. Rudaimer. Lo yichalik achemveni kloyois vagoyos matanoikos. Ruda says that achemveni is not allowed to give out free candy to the children in order to attract the children to come to the store. Place where I give him love, I guess, because he's going to attract all the customers to him because the kids want the candy. You're not allowed to do that. V'cham matirim, v'cham say it's mutter. We'll see in the Gemara why. Simple reason why. V'cham say it's mutter to do that. Another halach, v'lo yifchais es hashar. You shouldn't give a good price. You're not allowed to make big sales. That's what Rabbi Huda holds. V'cham no, zachal toiv, it's a good thing. Another halach, v'lo yovar es agrisim. You should not take the psoilis out of the beans, because it looks now very fresh and very good, and people will buy it faster. V'cham matirim, v'cham say it's mutter. Again, we'll see in the Gemara why. Umoidim, and everyone agrees, so Yavar Ma Pia Magura. Don't just clean the top of the Magura and leave the bottom full of the psilis, full of the twigs and whatever else comes in there, because that's Goyne, El Goyne Vesai, and that's Gnevis Das, because there it looks like the whole thing's clean and really the bottom's not clean. Ema Farkasim Loisa, Odom Lois, Pam Lois, Kalim. You should not fix up the Odom, we'll see what this means in the Gemara, Behema and Kalim, to make it look better than it really is. You're not allowed to do that. We'll see in the Gemara all these things. The first thing was, Rehuda says, you should not give out kloyos vagoizim, which is nuts or dried kernels. These things you shouldn't do. It's like candy. Why? Because then you're attracting customers. So why do I say mut? My time at the bottom. I'll give out nuts. You give out prunes. You know, it's competition. It's good. You could do the same thing. It's not a tie nut. I'm not tricking anyone. You could do the same thing. Give out candy also. And therefore, it's not a tie nut. It's not a problem of wrong business practice. It's a good thing. My time at the bottom. Why is it so good? You're making the price better. Oitzer Paris Rashi says the people, the big wholesalers who are storing their Paris waiting for the price to go up, they're going to go down. So it's good for the world if someone brings down the price. It's a good thing. Then it says, So man chachamim, what's behind the chachamim? Rav Acha. The Tanya, Rav Acha, mater v'dov anira. Rashi explains that the person buying it understands that it's clean and that's why it's more expensive. And he figures out in his mind, it's better to buy this clean. It's like a clean chicken cutlet. So there's a thing like that. You know, you're paying more for it, but you know, you don't have to clean them. Or clean chicken, whatever the case is. You know, you're cleaning it, you're paying more for that. So here, I'm not fooling anyone. I'm just selling clean clean peas, whatever it is, peas or beans. I'm cleaning this. I'm selling this, and people pay for that. Rashi says, "Haliyachal akech liroiz lahavin." Tap Rashi, mad meya psoil sanivra meelu. She yesh to ba'cherim. The toilah has the name. It's worth shaelu. Yes, I can bring a toilah. It's a tircha to separate it. I'm paying more for that. I'm not fooling anyone. The case of the mission says fooling is you only do the tap. Then the guy thinks he doesn't have to take any psoilus, and the bottom is full of psoilus. But here,
what would be this to begin with?
Because you're making it look good. You make it look like very shiny. Oh, no, that case. Yeah, the shiny. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It looks very shiny and good. You can't, like, you know, you can't, like, spray it with water. That would be maybe a problem. You know, somebody that sprayed his fruit with water, make it look a little fresh. That might be a problem because it's not better. Here we're saying, the one man says, no, nice, I'm looking, make it look better. It's not really better. The other man says, no, it is better in a way. It's clean. And it's clean. There's a price for that. There's a price for clean. That's what I was saying. You don't do something to the behema to make its hair stand up straight. It looks nicer that way. We'll see how you do that. You don't blow up the kervayim. You're selling kishka. Don't blow it up and make it look bigger. You don't soak basar in water also. It makes it look bigger. All those things are not, they're not the gnev digger practices. My aim is sharbatin. How do you do that? Hacha targimo maya de chazira. You give it mei subim, it's alive. You give it water from subin, from bran, and that makes them look bloated, and the hair stands up. It looks bigger that way. You're not allowed to do that. Zirom rabkana mezakvisa, which means you comb it with a certain type of comb, and that makes the hair stand up. Shmuel allowed shara lemirma tumilis arvla. When they sold certain clothing, he allowed them to make a special, like, border around it with these extra pieces of material to make it look more expensive. Rabbi Yehuda Shara Liksaksuke Karmi, he allowed them to soak b'mei subim, certain clothing, to make it look better. The starch, as it says starch, yes, it says mei subim, starch the clothing, the colored clothing. Rabbi Shara made the tzuradi, that he allowed them, the big day made out of canvas, to stretch it out, to make the threads look thinner. He allowed that to happen. And Rava Sharal at Slume Giri, when he sold chitzim, like arrows, to make pictures of them, make it look nicer. Papa Rashmol Sharal at Slume Dekuli, make pictures on baskets to make it better. So Freit the Gemara, but you're not allowed to do that. Well, not none. Aim at Farkasim, Lois, Adam, Lois, Behem, Lois, Kalim. You're not allowed to make things look better, even though it's not inherently better. Just make it look better. That's not all right. Or says, no, it's not true. Like Kasha, Haba Charati Vatiki. If it's brand new, then you're allowed to dress it up and make it look even nicer. It's a brand new keli, make it look the best possible. The problem starts when you take an old keli, which is really a piece of junk that's going to break any day, and you make it look, you refurbish it in a way to make it look nice. That's also, it's also to refurbish an old keli and make it look like a new keli when it's not really a new keli. If it's a refurbishing way, Taka looks a new keli, Taka is a new keli, it's fine. But if you just make a picture on it, an old keli, make a picture on it, make it look nicer, that's also.
There's only that camera. When it comes to food, it's
Food, we have by Grisa?
Said shining food.
Yeah, but right, food is all new. Yeah, so, Chalikas. It's Chalikas. Right, right. It's Chalikas. Yeah. So, Pirchas to Odomai, how do you make a person look better? So, this is the one of Eved. Kihoda hu Avda, Saba. It was an old Eved. The Ozli went, Tzave Lereshe, he dyed his hair black, with a dikne and his beard black, and he looked like a young Eved. Also came to Rava, and he was for sale. He came to Rava, he asked the Rava to buy him. Amalei, Zivnam, he asked Rava, can you buy me? Amalei, and oh, I'd buy you, look very young, but I have a side. You and Aniyim b'nei b'secha, that you should have Aniyim as your household help in order to give them money. I want to give the money to the Aniyim. Also came to Papa Rashmul. Zavne, he bought him. One day, this ever had enough, like a few days in. So her papa said, can I have a drink of water? So he removed the dye off his hair. And he says to him, I'm older than your father. And he said, don't tell me what to do. I'm older. I'm much older than you. So Kari and Avshay, he said his pasuk on himself. Tzadik mitzar nechlas. Tzadik like Rava, who's makbit, dafkatek, and niyam nevisecha. He was saved from this scandal, yeah. V'yavei achar tachtav, and someone like me came afterwards, the grad of Lashon HaPasuk, V'yavei rosh tachtav, he wasn't dashing ramesh that one, that's Lashon HaPasuk. V'yavei achar tachtav, and me, I came after him, and look, I took the loss now because I didn't keep that, you saw, yiyo niyim nevi secha. Hadron aloch, perek azah, b'li nedah.